Feel a lot better than I did Sunday, obviously, after the game. We got to go through practice today, and very optimistic about my chances of playing this weekend.
Testing process, Mike said you finished all that. Was that what you expected it to be? Was it difficult?
It's a lot worse.
More shots testing?
No, it's good, though. With the NFL, the way they're treating concussions now and the seriousness of the situation, it's important, I think, you go through the proper steps. It's a process, and I had to go through all those starting Monday morning and take the test and compare them with my baseline that you do when you're feeling normal. And it wasn't until I was able to have those numbers on par or even, better than the baseline test that they, started the process of clearing me to return to practice.
Aaron, was it a gradual process? Was there like a time earlier this week where it was kind of like, whoa, what happened? Because I don't know how many concussions you've had in your career, but was it a process?
Yeah, this was the first. So it definitely was a learning process, I think, for me. And, definitely didn't feel very well Monday and Tuesday, and then started to really clear up yesterday and feel better. And obviously it is a process just to get clear. The number of tests you got to do with your own medical staff and also with an outside person as well. So I was able to get most of that done yesterday and came in this morning, felt good, and was able to go through practice. And vision tests and those kind of things. Then I'll be honest with you, even if you're in a concussed state or not, it's a difficult test. So I would challenge all of you guys to take the impact test and see how you do, because it's recalling words and numbers and squiggly lines and stuff. It's definitely a test to see how your brain is functioning. And it's interesting to look at the Monday results compared to Tuesday results. There was definitely a jump as I started to feel better on Tuesday into Wednesday.
Aaron, did you make this during the game as far as how you felt? I mean, were you kind of concussed in the last play, or now looking back on it, did you accumulate something earlier in the game, and then that's just the final hit?
I guarantee you.
Well, yeah, the final hit definitely increased what I was feeling. But having never had a concussion before, it was definitely a learning process to understand how my body feels, because obviously I've been dinged in the head a number of times, and everything from in high school, seeing the stars and stuff to the different shots you take along the way. And I think it was just a great learning process to understand how my body reacts to different situations. And by the time the last hit was made, it was a situation where if they had missed the field goal or turned the ball over, definitely Matt was going to go in the game.
So you weren't feeling great up to that point. Or you weren't feeling like your normal self.
I wasn't feeling completely normal up until the last point. But I don't think I was in a state where I was harming my team being on the field.
Did you pinpoint going back, even looking at film, where maybe things went? I mean, looking at your stats, there's a certain point, but.
Which was what?
You were up until the quarterback season, you were 14 of 16. After that, you were 14 of 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely wasn't the quarterback sneak. I don't know. I'd have to study it a little bit more. I had a lot more things pressing this week than studying where I got hit.
How do you go back and evaluate a game and you're kind of going through this with the mental test? I mean, can you actually make an accurate assessment of how you played, given where you've been at with the concussion this week?
Well, the great thing is I have a quarterback coach who's critical of myself as harshly as I am most of the time. And he's a guy who I lean on constantly to look for ways to improve. And so we definitely talked about the game, and I trust his evaluation every week.
After going through it today, Aaron, are you pretty confident that Sunday is a realistic possibility?
It's definitely a realistic possibility, yes.
Aaron, you said you haven't had a concussion before. Were they able to? Can they actually verify that through the tests and stuff they do that you've never had a concussion? Because sometimes you don't know, right? Whether you've actually.
That is true, but because of the diagnosis this week and that I did have a concussion and the test results proved that, and the neurological testing proved that, I can say with certainty that I haven't felt the way I felt Monday, Tuesday. Before on a Monday and Tuesday. So.
if you go back and look at some of the plays, there were times when it looked like you could have run for some yards, and then the one play towards the end, I think that it was a head scratcher because you didn't go out of bounds. Have you been able to look at that on that one scramble and save time? Do you think that was kind of a byproduct of maybe what you were feeling? It didn't seem like a decision you would normally make.
That was a decision I'd make every single time. I think if you look at the situation, I believe we're up by 3 points. I believe.
Tiger.
Well, what situation are you talking about?
At the scramble at the end, where you stayed in bounds, and then you guys had to use that timeout.
Well, you have to tell me what the situation is.
I think it was 20 seconds left. One scramble. I'm just curious when you look at that, if you think.
Oh, the scramble? Okay. Yeah.
Scramble.
Mm-hmm. That was a reactionary play. It's hard to. I don't think that anything that was going on in my head affected that.
No. When you say you didn't feel normal, what does that mean? Like, your head really hurts, or you feel nauseous, or you're blurry? I mean, I've never had a concussion, thankfully, so what's it like?
Monday is, I just felt like I was, my brain function was a little slower than normal, and I'm not really getting into specifics about stuff, but I'm just thankful that I was able to come out of this process and pass all the tests and get passed from the outside source as well.
Not trying to get you fined, but you did have the mental capacity to put your hands up after Jarman knocked you down helmet to helmet. Like, where's the call? Are you a little concerned that you don't get those calls more often? Do you wonder if that's something that you have to earn as a quarterback, like the NBA and fouls, or what are your thoughts?
I don't know. Being an NBA fan growing up, people always talked about the Jordan rules and the way that, often he was reffed differently. I don't believe that there's a ton of that exists in the NFL. I've never been one to, to beg for calls. That was more of a questioning, was there potential? Only because, I felt like the contact could have been, under the basis of the rules, could have been a flaggable offense. But, I trust those guys in the black and white. They get paid to ref the game, and there's two guys now behind the quarterback. And if they didn't feel like that was a foul, then I'm confident with that ruling, and it's not something I thought about, thought twice about.
How do you go about your business on Sunday, Aaron, and not worry about somebody going upside your head? Yeah.
Well, that's a risk we take every time we take the field. I think that's something that it's on your mind. I've always tried to play smart, especially when I'm outside the pocket and get down as much as I can. But there's going to be hits that you might not see or might not be ready for at times, and that's just a risk we take. I think, as the last, in my lifetime being a football fan and seeing different guys who've had career-ending injuries. That's part of the game, and having teammates and friends who've, Terrence Murphy and Tony Palmer are two examples come to mind. Guys who, I became good friends with, and who are no longer playing because of a hit that they sustained, and that's just part of the game. And we realize that taking the field, that's part of our job, and you hope for, you never hope that happens to you.
But you can't play in fear, is kind of what you're saying.
You can't play worrying about those kind of things. And as a quarterback, you got to trust those guys up front that you're not going to take those blind shots. And when you have a chance to see the hit coming, you got to know how to take a hit, I think.
And your guy is fiercely proud about starting every game. Something you talk about after your first 2 years mm-hmm. as a starter. That's one of your top accomplishments. Is there a temptation to push yourself to get back here, or is there an understanding that this is a different kind of injury and has to be evaluated differently?
That's a good question, a very good question. I think early in the week, there's definitely the thought process is, well, I'm playing regardless. But I think as you start to understand the severity of an injury, a head injury is really like no other injury, and I think you really have to go through the process. And there's been a number of guys in the past few years, and in the news, this has been a big topic between the NFL and its players, the handling of concussions and the post-concussion syndrome and the different things that that players have dealt with down the road. So I think when I started to really look into more information about this, that's when the severity of this injury hit me, and I realized, I'd love to be out there on Sunday for my guys, but I have to get cleared. And this has to be a process where I'm completely honest with our medical staff, and they're honest with their assessment of how they, you know, how they feel I'm reacting and improving or not improving. And thankfully, you know, I felt better Tuesday, felt better Wednesday, felt good this morning, and I've been cleared. So,
as player rep, are there things that you want to see discussed in the CBA related to concussions that kind of aren't being talked about or aren't in place right now?
That's something that I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on. But I think it's important that we at some point address the issue that we have with some of the former players and their injuries.
There was no temptation for you to not report this. Remember when Ryan Grant had his concussion in preseason? Afterward, he was kind of, you know, because he went down, he got wobbly. He didn't really like having to go through the process. You don't think there's any component of that mentality of I have to keep playing, where you're reluctant to tell them how bad it is because you know once you tell them that, you're going to have to go through this entire process?
I would say, personally, with any other injury, there's definitely that temptation to not to be your own evaluator and to be very optimistic. But when it comes to your head, I think you can't be too careful. And that's something I definitely thought about on Sunday and something that, you know, from here on, that's going to be on my mind. You know, head injuries are different than the standard extremity injury because you're talking about the rest of your life and being able to function and have normal brain activity is more important than, you know, risking having a setback because you come back too early.
Do you think they're going to be looking at right up to game time, you know? Does the evaluation keep going that long?
I don't think so. I really don't. I've gone through the process that the NFL requires. I've been cleared by our doctors, by an outside source, and I think it's just a matter of how I feel tomorrow. And I'm very optimistic.
One more, guys.
Aaron, we haven't seen you. We didn't see you after the game. Can you kind of talk about looking back on the Redskins game? What you thought about that one? You know, the final throw that you had, what you saw in that one?
Yeah, I mean, a disappointing game. I think the thing you got to point to is that, you know, two things we talk about often is that, and that's red zone and third down. I think we're 2-for-13 on third downs and 1-for-3 in the red zone. You know, to not get any points. I was disappointing there on that drive to go. You know, we had a chance to go up 14-0. Really would have helped our defense out, especially you know, when you talk about the kind of injuries we had coming into the game and sustained as well. And then the last throw was, you know, a play we'd repped in practice a number of times, and play felt good about. Didn't put the ball as far outside as I wanted to.